From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. North Korea has fired another missile over Japan. The Pentagon says an intermediate-range ballistic missile was launched from near Pyongyang early Friday. It flew over Japan's Hokkaido Island before dropping into the Pacific. The launch comes just days after the UN Security Council imposed some of the harshest sanctions so far against North Korea for its nuclear tests and its refusal to stop test-firing missiles. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is calling on all nations, especially China, to take action.
I am hopeful that China, as a great country, a world power, will decide on their own and will take it upon themselves to use that very powerful tool of oil supply to persuade North Korea.
The North has threatened that the U.S. would pay a heavy price for the sanctions. The Federal Trade Commission has become the latest entity to announce an investigation into the security breach at Equifax Credit Bureau. The FTC said Thursday it was opening an investigation into how Equifax got hacked and 143 million Americans' personal information either accessed or stolen. Typically, the FTC doesn't disclose who it's investigating, but the agency said the high amount of attention in this case has made it necessary. In U.S. stocks on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials closed at a record high on Thursday, but the rest of the market was weighed down by inflation fears. You're listening to VOA News in Washington.